This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In a significant move for Mizoram's development, Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the relocation of the Assam Rifles headquarters from Central Aizawl to Zokhausang fulfills a long-awaited demand and underscores the Indian government's commitment to the Mizo people. Addressing the gathering at the ceremony, Mr. Shah described the relocation as more than just an administrative shift. He stressed that it is a symbol of the government's dedication to the people of Mizoram, whose unique topography had long made this change necessary.
1890 से आइजोल में सेना के पहला कैंप बना तब से लेकर आज तक के इतिहास में आइजोल के विकास के लिए इस सबसे बड़ा निर्णय माना जाएगा। ये केवल एक एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव डिसीजन नहीं है, भारत सरकार की मिजो जनता के प्रति रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी का प्रतीक है। मिजोरम के विकास के लिए भारत सरकार के कमिटमेंट का ये परिचायक है।
The minister highlighted government's efforts in fostering peace across the northeast. Mr. Shah reassured the people of Mizoram of the government's commitment to a peaceful, prosperous and secure future. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has been selected for the Digital Transformation Award 2025 by Central Banking at London in UK. The central bank was awarded for its digital initiatives named Pravaha and Sarthi, which were developed by its in-house developer team. The awards committee noted how these digital initiatives have reduced the use of paper-based submissions, thus transforming RBI's internal and external processes. India's trade saw strong growth during the last quarter of 2024, according to a new report by the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, UNCTAD. The report highlights that while global trade expanded significantly in 2024, many developed nations faced trade contractions. However, India performed better than average, with both imports and exports increasing. According to the latest UNCTAD report, global trade grew by nearly $1.2 trillion in 2024, reaching an unprecedented $33 trillion. This surge was fueled by a remarkable 9% increase in services trade and a steady 2% rise in goods trade. India also maintained strong trade momentum in the fourth quarter of 2024, showcasing positive growth in both merchandise and services trade. Union Minister of Railways, Information and Broadcasting and Electronics and IT, Ashwini Vaishnav, has assured full government support for new startups developed by students. After interacting with students involved in the Hyperloop project at IIT Tayur, the minister pledged to prioritize its development and urged students to focus on innovative technology prototypes. Addressing the inauguration of the Z-Worked Electronics Manufacturing Center in Sriperumbudur near Chennai, Mr. Vaishnav announced the establishment of two new electronic industries in Sriperumbudur and Manalur with an investment of 1,112 crore rupees. He also revealed plans to renovate 77 railway stations under the Amrit scheme and construct 715 railway overbridges. Furthermore, 8 Vande Bharat trains are now operating in Tamil Nadu. Hamas today said it will only release an American, Israeli and bodies of 4 other hostages if Israel implements their ceasefire agreement, calling it an exceptional deal aimed at getting the truce back on track. A senior Hamas official said long-delayed talks over the ceasefire's second phase would need to begin on the day of the release and last no longer than 50 days. It said Israel would also need to stop barring the entry of humanitarian aid and withdraw from a strategic corridor along Gaza's border with Egypt. In sports, in tennis, India's Vaidehi Chaudhary and Rashmika Bhamidipati have clinched the W35 Nonthaburi women's doubles title in Thailand this afternoon. The Indian duo defeated the second-seeded pair of Puneen Kovavitukettaid of Thailand and Yuki Naito of Japan in the final. The third-seeded Indian pair completely outperformed their opponents in straight sets, winning in the summit clash. And in Women's Premier League, Delhi Capitals is to lock horns with Mumbai Indians in the title clash at Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.